Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and staying on top of daily tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? That's where Kinsta.com comes in. Simply better hosting. Founded in 2013, Kinsta offers powerful managed WordPress hosting that takes the stress out of running a website. With Kinsta, your site runs on Google Cloud's premium tier network, utilizing their fastest servers like C3D and C2 VMs. The result? Your site could be up to 200% faster just by switching. Need global reach? Kinsta has 37 data center locations and a content delivery network with over 260 points of presence worldwide, ensuring your audience gets lightning-fast load times no matter where they are. Kinsta.com isn't just about speed, it's about security and ease of use. They provide enterprise-grade protection, including SOC 2 compliance, firewalls, and free malware removal. Plus, their MyKinsta dashboard is packed with tools that make managing your site or multiple sites simple and efficient. And don't stress about switching providers. Kinsta offers unlimited, free, expert-led migrations with no downtime. Their 24/7 support team of WordPress experts is always ready to assist, with an average response time of under 2 minutes. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. That is Kinsta.com. Your future self will thank you for making the switch.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
I would like to know when you're in that moment failing, and you have to keep going, what do you say to yourself?
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200-mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African-Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
You will never succeed more than you fail. That's not how it works. You know why? Because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful. I tell people this all the time. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world, he took 946 game-winning shots. 946 times since he was in high school, the ball has been in his hand to take the game-winning shot with no time on the clock. He has only made 146 of those. He has missed over 700 times, but he has made 146. You know what they write about? When you make it. They write about when you make it. So guess what? When you get through failing, 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 all you got to do is make one. All you got to do is make one.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
The dumb shit that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and fucking up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a fucking loser. Like, that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together. It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
To define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. And if that's the case, like, some people are stuck in high school. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had, like, when they were first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser, and they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You got to get through it. You got to get through bad feelings. You got to get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going. But it's hard for a lot of people because that sting, they never get over it, the feeling of failure. And they don't have a good support system, like good friends. Like, having a good community of friends is very, very important, because you can feel like down. Like, if you've been, a girl broke up with you, and you feel like you're the worst, you're a fucking loser, like you're a piece of shit. But then you go out with your friends and you have a few laughs, and next thing you know, you're laughing and you're like, I'm all right, we'll be all right. And then maybe you meet a new lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she like picks you up and you're like, oh, we're going to be okay. And then you learn from the last mistakes.
Yeah.
That's life. It's just those feelings of failure are so hard. They're so hard to get over, and they overwhelm people, and some people can't get past them. And then every time some new thing comes up, when you have to rise to the occasion, you have to perform, you think about the time you failed, and it fucks your head up, man. You think, I'm a fucking loser, I can't do this, I'm going to fail, I'm going to fuck up, you know? Like,
yeah.
Bombing. Like, how many times have you had a bad set, and you're like, God damn it, I suck at comedy, I can't do this. I can't do this. I suck at comedy. That's just it, I just suck. And then you define yourself that way, and you got to get over it.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that. It's in your head. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will. But it does mean that as long as you don't surrender, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, then you haven't failed. It just means you've made a temporary tactical retreat. It means you've made a brief withdrawal so that you can regroup and reattack. So, as far as I'm concerned, if you get beat, unless you're dead, you are not defeated, and you have not failed. What you've done is you've learned. You've gained experience, and you're still alive. So get up and go get after it.